Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid sponsored by Caper.io. Today we have Ganna Timko. She's the founder of Seso. Ganna, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So a brief background about yourself, you know, before starting Seso.
Yes, so I'm an international traveler and serial immigrant. So I have lived and worked in four countries between two continents. I traveled to 34 countries and I'm just getting started. COVID stopped me in my travels for a bit, but I'm looking forward to visiting more places. And my educational background is a mixture of IT and team leadership. And one of my superpowers is stubborn persistence and getting things to the end result. So that's about my background.
Okay, amazing, you know, superpower. Do you want to discuss more on that? Do you want to highlight more on that?
We can move on to international work because okay. I think it ties into the superpower pretty closely and well.
Got it. So say so. You know, how you came up with the idea. Do you want to talk about that? You know, the early days, the product market fit, the customer discovery, those kind of things. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, I would love to. So Seso is a deep tech startup and we are a platform for real-time accent transformation. I started this company because, as you can hear, I'm not a native English speaker. And exactly for my international work, I served companies like Accenture, Kingfisher Group, Bayer, it's like a pharma company, and Cisco, to name a few big companies. And I saw across the board that through different functions and different operations, think customer satisfaction, think sales, think day in and day out team collaboration, companies struggle to achieve success because accent obstructs various aspects of operation and really dictates how global businesses distribute their operations and teams. I wanted to solve those problems with technology, and this is how I came up with Seso. And what is really interesting and unique about Seso is that we preserve person's speech, we preserve person's voice and intonation, and we change only accent. So people sound human and natural, they don't sound a robotic like Siri or Alexa, and we just help them to communicate clearly with each other and understand each other with ease. So that's Seso. And why I wanted to do this, so I think it has a huge business potential, and I think it will really change how people work and how people do businesses around the world.
Got it. Amazing. You know, good luck on the journey. So do you want to talk about early customer days, product market fit? Do you want to talk about that a bit more for the audience, how you figure out the product market fit and the early customers?
Sure. So we're the deep tech startup and we're just starting our customer discovery because deep tech startup takes a long time to develop core technology and IP is our value. Before we built technology, we actually started talking to people and having customer interviews to understand the design of the product and use cases people are after. And we established two very strong areas of need. So one is productivity for international and remote teams, so they can spend less time repeating each other and they can have more productive calls and conversations. And then also another aspect is very, very strong interest and need is call center business, especially call centers focused on sales, because call centers which are non-natively speaking have much harder time of selling products and services. And native speakers, who are they selling to, are less likely to buy those products and services. Data shows that it's 2.5 times less likely to close sales or transactions. This is a huge impact. And there is a strong interest in our product also in this sector of business. We see much bigger use cases in gaming and metaverse, where people can change their accent and their voice in parallel. So that's like also a very exciting aspect for us. Like entertainment aspects like live streaming, think Olympic games and think like big broadcasting. And this is where Seso comes in and can really make significant impact. So that's the product and the market.
Interesting. So, you know, the last second half of this podcast, I would love to discuss, managing remote teams, taking care of the team's health. And, it is something the whole world is learning themselves, right? And every company has gone through a lot of iterative processes of, managing remote teams. So, do you want to discuss the top three key findings that you figure out of how to manage remote? I know they keep on changing on a weekly basis, but still, you want to discuss.
Yeah, so I definitely can share some of my experience and some of my findings, which was iterative and it's work in progress. So we're still learning and we want to be on a lifelong learning journey. Like, very important thing that we found that we have, about our team. So we have team in four different time zones. So I'm on a West Coast of US, San Francisco. My co-founder and some team members are around Atlanta, and then we have people in Poland, we have people in Netherlands. And like very, very important aspect for us is to have a couple hours a day where all the team members are online and available for meetings and live conversations. So everybody can exchange information freely and we have opportunities to have live conversation every day. So that's number one. Number two is that we have a really clear process on communicating through Slack channels. We have process on what information goes in different channel and like who needs to see this information and who has access to this. So everybody has a paper trail of things that are happening. And if people need the information, they can go back and look this up. Slack has also very good search. So it's really does help to make things more productive for the team. And then a final finding is that people need to have regular meetings with each other, and meetings need to be appropriately timed. So we don't hold on to the idea of having meetings for 60 or 30 minutes. We schedule meetings that are 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 15 minutes. So we really try to take only the time we need to communicate productively and avoid situation where people spend half a day taking meetings and they like trying to multitask through it. The idea in our company is to do things very clearly and then let people go and actually have time to do their work. And one extra tip is being on time. So everybody shows up on time. It really saves a lot of time through the day. So we don't have to wait 3, 5 minutes for people to show up because at the end of the day, it really adds up in non-personal, offshore, onshore, remote interactions.
True, true. So, last question, what piece of advice would you give to other startup founders when it comes down to raising money over Zoom or, Google Meet? Because since I believe you're venture-backed and you raise money and everything over Zoom and Google Meet, so what kind of advice would you want to give in that regard?
So I would say you need to really work on nailing your story. So it takes a lot of practice. But again, be very concise. Know what is your main message. Go to your main message. Also be authentic when you present and be yourself. Investors make a lot of decisions based on gut feel. And during remote interactions like Zoom, this gut feel is impacted. It's they don't have all of the nonverbal information or visual information. So if you are authentic during the meetings, you really help them to move through this decision process. And it's definitely worthwhile. And also my advice is if some investors are very difficult to follow up, you've sent 3, 4 emails to follow up, I would say let go, move on to the next investor. It's really, you really need a match. And all the investors that invested in my company, like I had a pretty fast match with them, and I felt like a very good alignment through the conversation. So if it doesn't seem like a investor is interested, they probably are not. So save your time and save investor time and just go talk to more investors.
Got it. Yeah, Got it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. We would have loved to talk for more, but you know, our format of the podcast is to keep all of them within 8 to 12 minutes. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll definitely have you on our longer episodes of webinars. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself and good luck with CESO.
Yes, thank you for having me. And then if any listeners are investors, my startup is just about to raise another round. So get in touch and let's take it from there.
Awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, good luck to everybody.
Thank you so much.
All right.